Nolte, exclusive poll, voters trust Donald Trump more than news media. By John Nolte on January 29, 2025. After a decade of the regime media grinding away at two-term president and winner of the popular vote Donald Trump, voters currently trust the White House incumbent more than the news media. Haha. Rasmussen report surveyed 1,245 likely voters between January 21 to 23, and asked a very simple, straightforward question: who do you trust more? The choices were Donald Trump, the news media, or not sure. A plurality of 44% chose Trump. Only 41% chose the news media. 15% were unsure. The internals are mind-blowing and speak to a larger phenomenon. Young people aged 18 to 39 trust Trump over the media by a stunning 13 points, 45 to 32%. The only age demographic Trump lost was those aged 40 to 64, who trust the media more than Trump by 5 points, 46 to 41%. Those aged 65 plus trust Trump more than the media by 6 points, 48 to 42%. So it's only the dummies in middle age who have more trust in the news media that have relentlessly lied to them for decades. Hold on to your hats for this next one. Related, Lara Trump, Donald Trump thriving despite attacks against him. By a jaw-dropping margin of 20 points, Hispanics trust Trump more than the media, 51 to 31%. Other than black voters, no group has had more media propaganda thrown at them than American Hispanics, and it failed completely. Spanish-language cable news outlets, all these lies about deporting your abuela. Unless she's here illegally, then it's, bye-bye, abuela. Only 52% of black voters trust the media more than Trump, while 25% of black voters trust Trump more than the media. In normal times, that number would be 92-8% in favor of the media. The fact that Trump pulls 25% trust out of a 90-10 Democrat constituency should have the left overdosing on Ben and Jerry's in despair. That 13-point advantage for Trump with young people is why the regime media are dying. Young voters were once firmly in the pocket of the Democrat Party. In 2020, we are told Trump lost 18-29-year-olds by 25 points to Joe Biden, 61-35%. In 2024, former Vice President Kamala Harris won only 52% of voters aged 18 to 29, compared to 46% for Trump, a 6-point Democrat advantage. But young people are internet savvy, which means they are accessing, reading, and absorbing new media. One of the most extraordinary things that happened between 2020 and 2024 was tech titans like Elon Musk and new media giants like Joe Rogan becoming more and more aware of the legacy media's lies and basically becoming red-pilled by the reality of the failures of everything the left touches. Even Cenk Uygur and his Young Turk podcast move a long way towards Team Trump. Simply put, and for all these reasons. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truth or hoax? Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. A lot more people trust Joe Rogan and what they see on Twitter than trust CNN or The Washington Post or NPR, or any of the rest. They even trust Trump a lot more, a man who has spent a decade smeared as a racist, a felon, a rapist, a Russian spy, and the consumer of two scoops of ice cream. At great personal cost to himself and his family, Trump broke the corporate media. In their zeal to annihilate him, they annihilated themselves. They were so wrapped up in their moral certainty that they didn't think the public would care about the countless sins they committed to destroy one man. They bared their teeth, and then they bared their rancid and corrupt souls. And through it all, they were smug, humorless, self-serving, and pompous while the man they sought to destroy kept making his case and dancing to YMCA. And now, thanks to We the People, he has all the power and they have none. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.